You have reached Reis Bas di Scorlazzo. To the east is Passo dello Stelvio, to the northeast Quarter Cantanera with Gioco di Santa Maria and, continuing in a northwesterly direction, the imposing crest of Piz Umbrail is above you. During First World War this area was of strategic importance in the Italian defensive plan for Stelvio. From here the Italians could observe and head off any Austrian attacks from both Passo dello Stelvio and, potentially, from Val Monastero, violating Swiss neutrality. From here the section of Stelvio Road from the pass itself almost to Terza Cantanera is visible. For this reason important defensive work was done here and much of this can be visited. The raw materials for the shelters and defensive buildings was stone and wood. Over time and as the wood has been reused, the wooden parts have almost entirely disappeared. The great many stone elements, on the other hand, have remained. Walls and foundations for shelters, rifleman positions and trench sections, all precious evidence of the skill with which the soldiers of the day were able to build using dry stone walling techniques almost exclusively. But the most important and best conserved work here is the large cave artillery position which is almost entirely invisible from outside. It is accessible from the west, from the wide military road specially built for transporting medium-caliber artillery from Terza Cantanera. The entrance is a reinforced concrete round arch lined, on the outside, with stones arranged in ashlars supporting stone and concrete in turn. The walls are in stone cemented together with a little concrete and the vault of the long corridor is largely built in reinforced concrete. The corridor is 2 meters wide and 2.5 meters high. 30 meters from the entrance access to the first position dominating the Umbrail crest turns off. Access to further positions, all dominating the upper Braglio Valley and Passo dello Stelvio, punctuate the corridor at regular intervals. The access corridors to the gun placements contain semicircular niches in which bullets ready for use were kept. Each gun slit, also made of reinforced concrete, has a classic splay, which enabled the gun to be properly positioned, and a metal shutter. There are references to the building of some of these structures in the writings of Lieutenant Arnaldo Berni, who directed the great road works which served to bring the guns to Reis in February 1916. On 5 February he wrote, "So today we are starting the great Reis work. It is our tunnels in the rock, shelters for soldiers, food supplies and ammunition, trenches all in rock to better resist enemy shelling because until now every time we've done work they have always knocked him down." The Reis Bas di Scorlazzo fortified complex has recently been cleared out and restored by retired Alpini soldiers and volunteers and is now one of the principal military sites in the Stelvio area.